由麦克牧师主讲，叶朗天即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的听众朋友，你好。
Thank you for joining us today.
好多谢你今日收听我哋嘅节目。
This is the second last in the series of messages on the life of Moses.
有关于摩西生平嘅系列信息咧，计埋呢一讲，仲有最后嘅两讲嘅。
And I want to begin by telling you a statistic from the world of management.
首先咧，让我话俾你听一啲咧喺企业管理方面嘅统计数字啊。
I am told that the average institution is made up of people in the following categories.
我听讲咧喺一般嘅机构里边，都系由以下几类人咧所组成嘅。
About 10% are visionaries.
大概有十分之一嘅人咧系有远见嘅。
They are the people who are action-oriented.
同时咧，佢哋亦都系实干派。
They say, just point the way to me and I am ready to go.
他们说,只要给我们是指明方向,我们就会立刻行动的了。
They see the big picture.
他们能够很全面地去看事情,能够是看到整幅的图画。
They are the people who are not afraid to move out of their comfort zones.
他们呢是不会惧怕呢要走出他们熟悉的环境，他们呢是能够敢于向前走的。
Next, there is the 80% of people who are neutral.
跟着呢就有是 80% 的人呢是那些没有主动性，属于中性一些的人。
They say, I am willing to move, but only if you can prove to me that this move is good.
他们说，我们愿意是去采取行动，但是你先要证明给我看，这一步究竟走得对不对。
I am ready to embrace the vision, but I have to see some evidence.
我需要是看见一些证据，才是支持去这个目标那里。
They say, I am ready to follow if I can be sure that I am led in the right direction.
他们说，一旦我能够确定这个是正确的方向，我就会跟住去做了。
Then there is the bottom 10%.
剩下最后是十分之一的人。
These folks are not going to move forward no matter what.
这些人呢，无论是什么情况底下，他们都是不愿意向前行的。
They are not going to go anywhere.
他们呢，只是需要安于现状。
These are the people who disagree just for the sake of disagreeing.
这些人呢，只是为反对而反对的。
These are the ones who, if you say up, they say down.
当你说要向上的时候呢，这些人就会说要向下。
If you say left, they will say right.
当你说要向左的时候呢，他们就会说向右。
If you say wrong, they say right.
当你说不对的时候呢，他们就偏要说对。
No matter what you say, they are going to be in the opposite side.
无论你怎样讲，他们都总是会反对的。
If these statistics are right, I thank God there are only 10% of them.
如果这一项的统计是正确的话，我真的要感谢神了，因为这一类这么消极的人只是有十分之一。
Let me give you an example of people who were pessimistic about the future.
让我为你举多个例子，去睇睇嗰啲对未来系抱有悲观态度嘅人呢。
In 1825, someone said
喺1825年，有人咧系咁样讲嘅。
What can be more absurd than the prospect of locomotive traveling twice as fast as the stagecoach？
佢哋话吓，居然有人话。将来会有一种车是比马车快两倍，那实在是太荒谬了。
So my friend, ponder this.
亲爱的朋友，请你想一想。
It was 14 months from the time the people of God left Egypt.
当神的百姓离开埃及14个月之后,
until they arrived at the borders of the promised land.
他们去到应许之地的边界,
the Lord had taken them on a long route in an attempt to train them in obedience of faith.
神呢是特别呢是带他们是绕道而行，兜了一条远的路，为了呢是要去训练他们，让他们学习凭信心去顺服神。
During that time, the Lord gave them the law and taught them to worship and sacrifice.
在那段时期，神颁布诫命，并且教导他们关于敬拜和献祭的事。
God said to Moses in the book of Numbers chapter 13,
在民数记旧约圣经的民数记十三章那里，神对摩西说，
Get some men to go into the land which I am giving you.
他说，你打发人去窥探我所赐给以色列人的迦南地。
My listening friend, I don't want you to miss this point.
亲爱朋友，请你不要忽略这一点。
If you miss this point, you miss the whole message.
如果你忽略这一点，那你就会错失整个的信息了。
God said for them to go to the land which I am giving you.
神对他们说，去到我所赐给你们的那地。
Not the land I am hoping to give you.
神并没有说我希望能够赐给你那个地方。
Not the land that I am thinking about giving you.
亦都冇讲话，我考虑要俾你咧系嗰个地方。
Not the land that I will possibly give you。
亦都唔系话我可能会俾你嗰个地方。
No, he said the land that I am giving you。
都唔系咁样讲嘅，神所讲嘅系我所赐俾你嘅嗰个地方。
So Moses selects one representative from each tribe。
于是呢，摩西就在每个支派那里选了一个代表。
And the 12 go to Canaan.
12个支派就有12个代表。这12个人呢就去迦南地那里查探了。
After 40 days of looking around the land,
他们在那里观察了40日。
They came back and reported incredible prosperity and fertile land.
他们就回来去报告讲话了。那个地方呢是有非常之丰富非常之肥沃的土地的。
They brought back a bunch of grapes so large that it took two men to carry it on a pole between them.
他们呢还带了一些葡萄回来，那些葡萄多到呢是需要两个人去抬呢才抬得到的。
But that's not the end of the story.
但是故事还没讲完哦。
10 of the 12 men brought their own human analysis of the situation instead of God's vision.
在这12个探子里面有10个人呢是用人的方法去分析当时的情况，而没有从神的意象角度呢是去看这件事的。
10 of the 12 brought their own worldly wisdom instead of godly wisdom.
12个探子里面有10个是运用属世的聪明，而没有依靠神的智慧。
And only 2 of the 12 took God at his word and were ready to move.
12个人里面只有两个人是相信神的说话，并且是整装待发的。
Only 2 of the 12 believed the promises of God.
12个探子里面只有两个探子是相信神的应许的。
There are 4 things, my listening friend, that I want to talk to you about in this passage.
亲爱的朋友，在这段经文里面，我要和你去分享4个重点。
First,
第一个重点就是
The majority is always wrong when God is not at the center.
当我们不以神为中心的时候，多数人的意见都是错误的。
Second,
第二个重点就是
Obedience and not opinion will bring you blessings.
信服神而不是信服你自己的意见才能够使你蒙福。
Thirdly,
第三个重点就是
The giants become grasshoppers in the eyes of faith.
从信心的眼光来看，巨人会变成蚱蜢。
Fourthly,
第四个重点就是
The obedience of faith has its own rewards.
凭信心信服神是一定会得到赏赐的。
Let's look at the first one.
让我们先看一看第一个重点。
The majority is always wrong when God is not at the center.
这一点就是说，当我们不以神为中心的时候，多数人的意见是错误的。
When the 10 out of the 12 came back,
那十二个探子有十个回来的时候呢，
They said the people who live in Canaan are giants.
他们说迦南地的居民都好像巨人那么高大。
They would wipe us out with their breath.
他们呢只要吹一口气就可以消灭我们的。
They looked at the circumstances and saw the impossibility.
这十个探子他们看环境，看那些不可能克服的困难。
No sooner had they finished giving their negative report than the rest began to wail.
他们刚刚报完那些坏消息，那百姓呢就开始喊了。
Oh no, we're going to die, we're going to die.
百姓很沮丧地说，没了没了，我们就来要死了。
My listening friend, listen carefully.
亲爱的朋友，请仔细听我讲。
When you are at the center of the will of God,
当你是行在神的旨意当中，
the majority is always wrong.
其他人如果不行在神的旨意里面呢，通常他们的意见都是错的。
When I am at the center of the will of God,
当我是行在神的旨意里面，
God always keeps his promises to me.
神总是会信守他的诺言，
Even if no one else believes them.
即使是没有人相信这些的应许。
Let's look at the second point.
现在让我们看一看第二点。
Obedience, not opinions, will bring you blessings.
信服神而不是信服你自己的意见，才能够是使你蒙福的。
God promised Abraham the land 400 years before Moses.
神早在摩西之前的400年就已经是应许将迦南美地是赐给亚伯拉罕了。
God reaffirmed that promise to Moses.
神对摩西重新肯定这个应许。
God confirmed and reconfirmed his promise through supernatural interventions.
神亦都多次藉着他超自然的作为，再三地去肯定他的应许。
God gave them the Holy Spirit in the form of a cloud to lead them.
神赐圣灵以云柱的形式来去引领他们。
God gave them food to sustain them.
神赐下食物给他们维生。
God supernaturally kept the clothes that they were wearing from being worn out.
神亦都很奇妙地去保守他们，使他们的衣服是不会着烂。
Finally, God said, it's time to go.
最后神说，时候到了，去了。
But the moment they faced the first obstacle,They said, "Where is God?"
但系佢哋先至面对第一个嘅障碍，就话神到底去咗边度咧
？My listening friend,
我亲爱嘅听众朋友
，In your walk with the Lord, you will face obstacles.
当你同神同行嘅时候，你系会遇到障碍嘅。
You will face impossibilities.
你会遭遇好多唔能够解决嘅问题。
You will face doubt.
你会面对疑惑，
You'll face fear.
你会面对一些令你恐惧的事，
You'll face opinions of all sorts.
你会面对各式各样不同的意见，
You will face temptation to stay in your comfort zone.
你会面对令到你不想离开安逸现况的引诱，
But none of that should tempt you to disobey the Lord.
但是这一切一切都不应该令到你背叛神。
None of that should tempt you to give up in following the command of God.
呢一切都唔应该叫你放弃遵从神嘅命令。
Instead,
相反嚟讲咧
，you must dare to believe God and His word。
你一定要敢于去信靠神同埋神嘅话语。
Dare to obey Him unconditionally。
敢于系毫无条件咁样去信服佢。
Dare to face your obstacles head on。
敢于去迎接嗰啲拦阻嗰啲嘅障碍。
Dare to say to the giants in your life, with God's power, you are nothing but grasshoppers.
敢于对你生命里边嗰啲巨人讲，我有神嘅大能同我同在，所以你只不过系一只小蚱蜢嘅啫。
The majority is always wrong when God is not at the center.
当人唔以神为中心嘅时候，多数人嘅意见都系错嘅。
Obedience, not opinions, will bring you blessings.
是你对神的信服，而不是你信服自己的意见，会令到你呢，是能够蒙福的。我哋嚟睇下第三个嘅重点啊。
Giants become grasshoppers through the eyes of faith。
从信心嘅眼光嚟睇，巨人系会变成蚱蜢嘅。
The 10 people saw giants and themselves as grasshoppers。
嗰十个探子将敌人系睇为巨人，将自己咧系睇为蚱蜢。
But Joshua and Caleb saw the opposite。
但是约书亚和加勒他们所看到的是刚刚相反的。
They saw themselves with God to be giants, and the enemy is a grasshopper.
因为有神的同在，所以他们两个呢，看自己是看为巨人，看仇敌呢，却是看为蚱蜢。
If you look at Book of Numbers, chapter 13, verse 30,
如果你睇民数记十三章三十节，民数记十三章嘅三十节咧，你就会睇到。
You will see that Caleb silenced the people for Moses and said, "Let's get up at once and take the land. We are well able to conquer it."
你就会睇到咧，系加勒喺摩西面前咧安抚百姓话：，我哋即刻上去嗰个地方咧，我哋系一定能够得胜嘅。
I love Caleb.
我真係好鍾意加勒呢个人。
First, he told them to be quiet.
首先佢係叫百姓呢安静落嚟。
Then he said, let's go.
然后佢就话我哋去啦。
To stand before a panicking mob and to challenge their unbelief.
企喺嗰啲缺乏信心又惊恐不安嘅人群面前，向佢哋提出挑战。
That took unflinching faith in God's word.
要咁样做到咧，系需要有对神嘅话语毫不动摇嘅信心嘅。
If you have not already discovered what I'm going to tell you, you will.
如果你冇经历过我所要话俾你听嘅事，你将会发现我讲嘅都系事实嚟嘅。
People who are doubters and naysayers and negative and criticals, they hate.People of faith.
那些消极、负面、喜欢猜疑、喜欢批评的人呢，是最憎那些有信心的人的。
Those who enjoy focusing on their circumstances and delight in feeling sorry for themselves.
那些一味呢，是只是懂得看环境，整天呢，都是自怜的人呢。
They do not like someone who brings them a word from the Lord.
他们不喜欢呢，是听人家将神的话语讲给他们听的。
In the book of Numbers, chapter 14, verse 9,
民数记的十四章九节那里说，
Joshua and Caleb were pleading with the people.
约书亚和加勒请求百姓说，
Do not rebel against God. Do not be afraid. The Lord is with us.
他们说不可以背叛耶和华，有耶和华和我们同在，不需要害怕他们。
And how did the people receive this word of faith?
但是群众听不听得入耳呢？
Verse 10 says,
第十节那里说，
The whole assembly talked about stoning them.
全会众就讲话要拿石头打死他们。
But the Lord intervened.
在这个时候耶和华就出面拦阻了。
If it were not for the Lord's intervention,
如果不是神及时显现，
Joshua, Caleb, Moses, and Aaron would have been under a pile of rocks.
约书亚、加勒、摩西和亚伦都会是葬身在乱石堆之下的。
My listening friends, please listen carefully.
亲爱的朋友，请你留心听啊。
God will never let you down when you take a stand for Him.
当你愿意为神挺身而出的时候，神是绝对不会亏待你的。
Even if you have to seal your testimony with your own blood.
当你为了见证神的道，甚至是到了流血牺牲的地步，
You will only discover that the glories of heaven are awaiting you.
你一定是会得到为你存留在天上的荣耀的。
Let me ask you this.
让我问你以下的问题。
What is the giant that keeps you in fear?
在你的人生当中，什么是令到你胆怯的巨人呢？
Who is the giant that is keeping you from the life of faith?
什么是拦阻你过信心生活的巨人呢？
What giant in your life frightens you and keeps you worried and anxious?
乜嘢系令你惧怕、令你担忧、令你焦虑嘅巨人呢？
God can give you victory over your giants.
无论你心里边嘅巨人系乜嘢，神都会让你胜过呢啲嘅巨人。
Let me summarize again.
让我哋温习一下呢几个重点啊。
The majority is always wrong when God is not at the center.
当我们不以神为中心的时候，多数人的意见通常都是错的。
Obedience, not opinions, will bring you blessings.
对神的信服，而不是信服你自己的意见，能够令你蒙福。
The giants become grasshoppers through the eyes of faith.
从信心的眼光来看，巨人会变成蚱蜢。
Finally,
最后一点就是
Obedience of faith has its own reward.
凭着信心去信服神，你是一定会得到赏赐的。
In the book of Joshua chapter 14,
在约书亚记十四章那里，
we can read all about how Caleb and Joshua 40 years later went and took over the land.
我们看见四十年之后，加勒和约书亚进入迦南，并且是得到那个地方是作为他们的基业。
They turned the land of so-called giants into grasshoppers.
他们将那些是称为巨人的人都变成了蚱蜢了。
As far as Caleb was concerned, the bigger God's enemies are, the harder they fall.
对于加勒来讲，与神为敌的越是强大，他们的失败也都会是越大的。
Caleb knew that when the Lord is with you, He will defend you.
加勒知道，当神和你同在的时候，他会保卫你。
Caleb knew that when the Lord is with you, He will protect you.
他知道，当神和你同在的时候，神是会守护你的。
Caleb knew that when the Lord is with you, He will make the giants to be dwarfs.
加勒知道，当神同你同在的时候，神会令到巨人变成侏儒。
My listening friend, I want to tell you that the crisis we have today is a crisis of faith.
我亲爱的听众朋友，让我话俾你听，今日我哋所面对嘅危机系信心嘅危机。
What we need today are men and women of Caleb's faith.
呢个世代所需要嘅，就是好像加勒一样的信心的弟兄姊妹。
Caleb was receiving his strength from the Lord.
加勒 从神嗰度得到力量。
And so, while those unbelieving people were wasting away in worry and anxiety and fear, Caleb was being renewed by faith.
当嗰啲唔信神嘅人喺度忧虑、喺度焦急、喺度恐惧、虚度光阴嘅时候，加勒却系不断喺信心里边更新。
While the negative people were wasting away, Caleb was getting younger and stronger and looking forward by faith to getting into the land of promise.
当嗰啲消极负面嘅人浪费生命嘅时候，加勒却系带住年轻嘅活力，凭住信心盼望进入应许之地。
As I conclude, I want to ask you a series of questions.
结束之前，等我问下你几个问题啊。
Do you wake up in the morning worrying about what you are going to do about your future?
每朝早你起身嘅时候，有冇系为到将来担忧呢？
Do you worry about your health, your family, your problems?
你系咪为到自己嘅健康、自己嘅家庭同埋你所有嘅问题去担忧呢？
Do you go to bed at night thinking about those giants in your life?
你每晚临瞓之前系咪硬系都谂住你生命里边嘅嗰啲巨人呢？
Let me tell you this.
让我话俾你听啊。
As long as you keep allowing these giants to be your focus,
如果你一路都系将你嘅注意力集中喺呢啲嘅巨人身上，
you will not experience the rest that comes from trusting in the promises of God.
咁你就永远都冇办法去经历因为信靠神嘅应许而有嘅平安同埋宁静啦。
As long as you nurse your giants, God's blessings cannot follow you.
如果你容许呢啲嘅巨人不断咁样长大，咁神就冇办法赐福俾你啦。
There is nothing more devastating to a child than to discover that adults do not always keep their promises.
对于啲细路仔嚟讲，最大嘅打击咧，就系佢哋发现成年人系时时都唔守诺言嘅。
Parents say, "I promise."
啲父母成日都话我答应你，我答应你。
Then they don't keep their promises.
但系佢哋根本唔守诺言。
The children grow up distrusting adults.
呢啲嘅细路仔喺唔信任当中咧系成长。
Not so with God.
但系我哋嘅神咧唔系咁样嘅。
He always keeps his promises.
神咧系永远信守佢嘅应许嘅。
The question is,
但系问题系
，Can I keep on believing his promises?
我系咪能够坚信佢嘅应许咧
？Can I trust him enough to act on his promises?
我会唔会因为相信佢就按照佢嘅应许去做人呢
？Your answer will determine your reward of faith.
你嘅答案将会决定你得到点样嘅信心嘅赏赐。
Until next time when we conclude this series of messages, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大赐福俾你。下一次呢，是这个系列信息的最后一讲，我们在下集的节目时间再会。